With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Trump White House is touting its accomplishments after 1 month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Marking 1 month in office, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt claimed an historic start to the second Trump administration.
The president has already signed 73 executive orders. That is more than double the number signed by Joe Biden.
Among the signed executive orders are efforts to eliminate birthright citizenship, gain more presidential control over the federal bureaucracy and workforce, and eliminate diversity measures. Some of the actions face legal challenges. Greg Clugston, the White House.
There was a round of applause for Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky as he announced today he won't seek re-election when his current term expires next year. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
In his farewell address, McConnell stressed the respect he's developed for Senate rules and procedures during his 7 terms in the upper chamber.
It's written rules. It's collegial norms. It's pace of play.
Fitting then that even for colleagues to honor the 83-year-old McConnell, it took an act of Congress.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that the members be allowed to applaud for a period not to exceed 30 seconds.
Is there objection?
Bob Hagen reporting.
Senators are launching a budget votorama and a crucial step toward President Trump's agenda. They're staying late Thursday to debate a $340 billion package Trump's team says it needs for mass deportations and security measures that top the Republican agenda. It's a sight to see. Senators will be voting in rapid fashion for hours on one amendment after another, diving into intricate policy details. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 450 points. This is SRN News. The Army's out of the transgender business.
In a post on its official X account, the oldest branch of the U.S. military says this, quote, "The Army will no longer allow transgender individuals to join and will stop performing or facilitating procedures associated with gender transition for service members." This follows an order to that effect from new Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on the orders of President Trump, who promised during his campaign to get the U.S. government and thereby the taxpayer out of the transgender business. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas becomes the latest state to ban sex change operations on children. The Republican-led legislature voted to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto. The action makes Kansas the 27th state to restrict such procedures. It comes less than a month after President Trump issued an order barring federal support for sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs. This is SRN News. A slide for Walmart bodes ill for the economy, and that impacted today's trading activity on Wall Street. More from correspondent Damian Troisi reporting from New York City.
Stocks retreated from records on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% after setting all-time highs in each of the last 2 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.5%. Walmart helped drag down the broader market. The nation's largest retailer gave a forecast for upcoming profit that fell short of analysts' expectations. Stocks across the retail industry fell. Treasury yields eased after a report showed more U.S. workers applied for unemployment benefits last week than expected. It's an indication the pace of layoffs could be worsening, but the number still remains relatively low compared with history. Damian Troisi, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.